Thank you very much. It's a great honor to be given this opportunity to talk here. And special thanks to the organizers to invite me far from Japan. Well, today I'd like to discuss the development of modern Japan's Kenpei system, focusing on the expansion of the system into Japan's colonies. Kenpei is a Japanese word for military police or gendarmerie. In Japan, during the pre-modern Edo period, samurai warriors who constituted the ruling class had power to control military, administrative, judicial, and police-related affairs. So there was no distinction between military forces and police. After the Meiji Restoration in 1868, the Japanese government started to efforts to separate the police from military forces. It was particularly challenging to determine the affiliation of Kenpei, Japanese gendarmerie, because whose territory remained on the border of the two. In developing the vision of the Kenpei system, the Japanese government of the Meiji period initially studied the French gendarmerie system as a model. In the end, however, Japan restricted the Kenpei's functions to policing activities within the military forces. Accordingly, the Kenpei system differed from the French system. Under the French system, both gendarmerie and civil police share the function of maintaining public security. The functions of the Kenpei, however, were not necessarily the same in Japan's colonies, where the Kenpei or the Kenpei organization was engaged in maintaining public security on a daily basis. Well, one. I'd like to talk about introduction of Kenpei system in Japan. In 1871, the Meiji government established a Western-style police force known as Rasotsu, comprising 3,000 policemen in Tokyo. The Rasotsu became affiliated to the Home Ministry. With the formation of the Rasotsu, a police system independent from the military forces was established. But outside Tokyo, individual prefectures formed diverse systems to maintain public security. So the establishment of a uniform national police system remained as a future task for the government to pursue until it was finally designed by Police Commissioner Kawaji Toshiyoshi. In 1872, Kawaji was dispatched to Europe to investigate Western police systems. During his 4 months stay in Paris, he mainly studied La Préfecture de Police de Paris. From the next year, he investigated the organization and roles of the gendarmerie in Belgium. There, Kawaji learned that the gendarmerie was an independent organization affiliated to the army, comprising ordinary police officers who helped to maintain public security, in addition to offering judicial and administrative police services. After he returned to Japan, Kawaji furnished to the government a proposal about the establishment of a state police system. In this proposal, he explained that the French police system comprised a civil police force and the gendarmerie, and it was ideal for Japan's situation. But the Kenpei system that was eventually established in Japan, however, significantly differed from the French gendarmerie model. The Kenpei Tai was formed as an internal organization of the army, and it functioned as military police to maintain military discipline.
Yes, quick ones. Yes.
There were two reasons for forming the Kenpei as an army organization. First, the Choshu clique, which established the army, intended to augment its power by controlling the police organization. Historically speaking, the major players of the Meiji Restoration were warriors of the Choshu and Satsuma domains in southern Japan. In essence, these two parties jointly overturned the shogunate government and established the Meiji government. So the Meiji regime featured a coalition of the two regional cliques, the Choshu clique and Satsuma clique, and the two cliques competed with each other to gain leadership within the government. while the Choshu clique controlled the military forces, the Satsuma clique controlled the police system. To counteract the power of the police dominated by the Satsuma clique, Choshu leaders considered forming the Kempeitai within the army. Secondly, the supervision and governance of the army surfaced as a serious problem. Many former warriors and farmers opposed the conscription ordinance issued in 1873. And in 1878, the Imperial Guard artillery staged a riot. This abortive coup d'etat greatly shocked the government at the time. This series of incidents convinced the military authorities of the vital importance of establishing a system to maintain military discipline. Thus, the army formed the Kempeitai as a military police force and made it a branch of army which was controlled by the Choshu clique. With the Kempei Ordinance enacted in 1881, it was stipulated that the primary role of Kempei was to act as a military police force, while its secondary role concerned administrative police and judicial police functions. When the Kempeitai was formed, it was explained that the organization was modeled after the French gendarmerie, and some academics still hold this view even today. However, Japan's Kempei system differed from its French counterpart in that the Kempeitai did not share with the civil police the responsibility to maintain public security, at least on a daily basis. In principle, the Kempeitai members engaged in civil service only when they were requested to do so by either the home minister or local authorities. Take a look at the number of Kempeitai members. The number of Kempeitai members within Japan remained constant at between 1,000 and 1,700 from its established to 1940s. In comparison with the number of civil police, that of Kempeitai was much smaller, since the latter exceeded 20,000 in 1881, reaching some 80,000 in 1940. Then let's move on to part two, the Kempeitai in Japan's colonies. In Japan's colonies, however, the Kempeitai took on different roles. In Taiwan and Korea, the number of its members rapidly increased, particularly during the early stages of colonization. Moreover, its primary function was as an administrative police rather than as a military police. After Japan's modernization, Japan continued to expand its territory through a series of military actions. Japan obtained Taiwan as its colony in 1895. Japan leased Kwantung from China, deprived Korea of its diplomatic rights in 1995, and subsequently annexed Korea in 1910. During World War I, Japan attacked Qingdao, a German colony on Shantou Peninsula in China, and occupied the city for more than 7 years. Also, Micronesia became Japan's mandated territory. In 1931, Japan advanced into Manchuria in China and established a puppet state there. During the 1940s, through the war against China and the Allies, Japan expanded its territory to Southeast Asia. However, as you know, Japan lost all its colonies and overseas territories through its defeat in World War II. Anyway, Japan's Kempeitai played a significant role in expanding the territory of the Japanese Empire. I'd like to discuss the different roles of the Kempeitai in Japan's colonies by classifying their systems into two categories. Yes, the first category is a half-military, half-police system, mainly adopted in colonial Korea. Following the end of the First Sino-Japanese War in 1895, Qing Dynasty China ceded Taiwan to Japan. In Taiwan, however, remnants of the Qing forces and local residents began rebelling against Japan's rule engaged in fierce armed resistance. Taiwan Kenpei Tai, comprising more than 3,000 members, as a leading unit of the Japanese army, fulfilled investigations and arrest of anti-Japanese guerrillas, confiscation of weapons and a door-to-door census, and so on. In 1897, Taiwan's military rule was replaced by civilian rule, but the civil police were poorly organized and unable to enforce Japan's rule. This led to the use of Kenpei together with the civil police. This Taiwan half-military, half-police system was, however, was abolished within in a year because of the confusion of command channels. But in Korea, after the Russo-Japanese War, the Kenpei Tai was engaged in ordinary police and regional administration activities more extensively and for a longer period than in Taiwan. Especially with the escalation of armed resistance by Koreans, the adoption of a police policy to bring in a large contingent of Kenpei officers as a countermeasure to the resistance led to significant strengthening of Kenpei Tai influence and authority. Korean Kenpei Tai chief Akashi Motojiro formulated a plan to place Kenpei in local posts throughout the countryside and to give them a wide range of duties beyond keeping the peace. Akashi radically reformed the Korean police system and a half-military, half-police system was established immediately before Japan's annexation of Korea in 1910. Throughout the next decade, this system supported Japan's rule over Korea. In this system, the relationship of Kenpei and police in the unified structure was never simply one of coexistence. Because the top positions in the police organization were staffed by Kenpei officers, that is, the central police headquarters chief, as I highlighted in yellow color, was concurrently an army general and command-in-chief of Korea Kenpei Tai. And the provincial police department agency chiefs also were Kenpei Tai field officers. Because these officers served simultaneously in Kenpei Tai and high-level police positions, the Kenpei Tai had a firm grip on the backbone of power over the civil police. Koreans also saw the Kenpei Tai as more powerful than the civil police. Kenpei was fearsome as seen in such comments as, "The Kenpei are military men from the start. They wear guns and have learned all sorts of things. Policemen know nothing." Almost all Kenpei personnel were authorized to carry out ordinary police work and to function as ordinary police, the domain where Kenpei were empowered was actually far bigger than the total area under the jurisdiction of the civil police. In terms of the number of personnel, the Kenpei Tai comprising some 8,000 members surpassed the civil police, which had some 6,000 officers. Because of the insufficiencies of the administrative organizations in the early stage of colonization, the Korean Kenpei Tai also engaged in various administrative duties, including those related religions, education, hygiene, and road construction, not to mention a clampdown on crime. Well, here I'd like to consider what similarities this half-military, half-police system in Korea had to the French model. Some believe that the system was modeled after the French gendarmerie based on the fact that the Kenpei Tai members fulfilled general police duties in most regions, excepting large cities. Once more. Yes. Yes, as you can see, if you compare the areas of jurisdiction of Kenpei Tai in Korea and France, we find surely some similarities. But the Kempe system in Korea differed from its counterpart in Japan or France in that the former had the right to command civil police officers. I believe that the half military, half police system in colonial Korea was unique and that it would be difficult to find an evident model such as French model. Anyway, the era of the Kempe of police was brought to an abrupt end by stunning impact of the independence movement, which occurred on March 1st, 1990. The Japanese government at the time transformed the half-kempe, half-police system into an ordinary police system similar to those in Japan and cut the number of Korean kempe numbers to below 10%. Well, let's move on to the next section. But it is worth noting that the half-military, half-police system in Korea was introduced to other colonies of Japan. In such colonies, Kempeitai and civil police school existed, although the Kempeitai had a supremacy over the police. Such colonies include Kwantung, where the half-military, half-police system was employed from 1917 to 1990. During the Russo-Japanese War, the Japanese army initiated martial rule upon its occupation of various cities in northeast China. Under the martial rule, Kempe fulfilled the role of the police. However, in 1996, in place of the martial government, the Kwantung civil governor general was established to administer Kwantung. With this change, the responsibility of ordinary police service was transformed to civil sections. But in 1917, Japan's Prime Minister Terauchi Masatake, a famous Japanese leader of the army and one of the founders of Korean Kempe system, envisioned unifying the administrative and legal systems and Korea and Manchuria. And he also introduced the Korean police system to Kwantung like this. The next. Another colony of Japan where the half-military, half-police system of Korea was introduced was Manchukuo, a puppet state that Japan founded in northeast China. In Manchukuo, the embassy police agency in Manchuria unified Japan's police organizations from 1934 to 1937. Earlier in 1931, the Mukden incident, plotted by the Kwantung Army, paved the way for Japan's occupation of Manchuria and the founding of a puppet state known as Manchukuo in 1932. At that time, there were multiple government institutions in Manchuria. That is, the Kwantung Army, Japan's consulate, and Kwantung government. It was particularly important to integrate the three police organizations under those institutions, the Kwantung Kempeitai, the consular police, and Kwantung government police. The essential task was fulfilled by a person named Aiba Kiyoshi, who was then serving at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs after serving as a policeman in Korea when the half-military, half-police system was employed there. Aiba emphasized the vital necessity of introducing the Korean half-military, half-police system to Manchuria, stating, considering that the current situation of Manchuria is as critical as the situation in Korea at that time, it is essential to introduce the Korean system in Manchuria. And at last, there was a type of standalone Kempe system. In Qingdao, occupied by Japan after World War I, the Kempe Tai was solely responsible for maintaining public security. But it was short-lived, and in terms of time, I have to omit this topic. Next, please. Okay. Okay, I'm in a hurry to draw conclusion. Conclusion, the Kempe system played an essential role in expanding the Japanese empire. On Japan's mainland, the Kempe organization was formed basically as a military police that is a different system to that of the French gendarmerie. In the Japanese colonies, however, the Kempe fulfilled a wide variety of functions, including those of the ordinary police, at least for a while, if not throughout the colonial period. In short, the Kempe was an important system to maintain public order and security in the Japanese colonies. There were two types of the Kempeitai system in the colonies. The first system was the half-military, half-police system in early Taiwan, Korea in 1910s, Kwantung and Manchukuo. The second type was the stand-alone Kempe system adopted in Qingdao. So far, we have seen the early history of Japan's Kempeitai, its deviation from the French model, its establishment as an organization dedicated to military police activities, and its development in Japan's colonies, where its mainstream mission became that of an ordinary police force rather than a military police. Thanks for listening.